Sun News time is now 8:19. We have emergency triple team traffic.
And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, watching northbound 15, it is a struggle to get from the South Interchange up into South Salt Lake. We've got a crash near 33rd South. It's off to the left shoulder. A little bit of an improvement. It is Friday morning. That's helped the traffic volumes not to be as bad as usual. But those of you heading into downtown, this is day two now of big slowdowns between Midvale and South Salt Lake. Eric Butler.
Down Utah County, where it's a good movement right now from Provo and Orem on I-15 northbound up to Point of the Mountain. You don't have any problems on I-80 as you move through the mountains as well. And U.S. 189 from Heber City into Orem and Utah County, that's also in good shape. Heather?
We still have a very light traffic flow on most of the major roadways throughout Weber and Davis counties. Starting to see a lot of traffic now at the interchange of U.S. 89 and Harrison Boulevard. Yesterday, we had several miles of stop-and-go traffic through there. It's not quite as bad today, but we are definitely starting to fill in. But no real problems on the other city streets across the valleys. Thrill Seekers Unite, Lagoon Season Passports provide nonstop rides, all the wet wild fun of Laguna Beach, fun entertainment, and the freaky fun of Frightmares in the fall. Visit lagoonpark.com for details. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.